out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't really think that this is a problem of marrying foolish cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show. With your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Happy Thursday, everybody. It's Crab Diving Live, rocketing at you from Los Angeles, California, Koreatown, US of A. It's a couple minutes after 2 p.m. out here on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5 if your ear holes are sucking us in out east. If it ain't that time, then perhaps you're listening to us as a rerun here on the Crab Diving Network 24/7, or you've downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes, at Stitcher, or at crabdiving.com. However the hell you take us in, we appreciate the heck out of it. We're going to be here for the next couple of hours, lots to talk about, all kinds of right-wing bullshittery, assholery, fuckwatery, and dick cheesery. My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. Dick Cheesery.
Dick Cheesery.
I've never heard of that one. What is that?
It's all I could think of.
Is that when you...
At the last second.
When you're a lunatic GOP person and you walk up to the podium and you give the old Heil Hitler, is that Dick Cheesery?
It is.
Why are we seeing so much of that? Is it... Do you think
some
just
people are waving.
Bias
Most people are
that.
Just waving and they get caught in a picture. But that thing that you're talking about, Laura Ingraham, right? On our, go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/crabdiving. There's a GIF file of Laura Ingraham, right-wing nutjob, batshit AM radio host who has been elevated to the point of primetime speaker at the Republican National Convention.
Oh, of course.
And the depth was not that. Of those to choose, those that were willing to show up. But there, right near the end there, it gets really weird because she gives, like a weird kind of a Nazi-ish kind of a salute. It's not a wave. It's a right arm, fully extended, hand slightly cupped, wave, stop, hold, and then she goes and waves. And it almost looked like she was doing it to the big giant picture of Donald Trump that was waving.
I mean, you know what's funny? It's like we spent the whole time, this whole Trump campaign from the primary, the generals, whatever, sitting here thinking, he's really not a Nazi, right? I mean, he's really not a Nazi, right? These Republicans really aren't that racist. When do we start saying they are? Or maybe
been saying they are. Yeah, everybody else is... it's really only the right wing nut job media, and early on the regular lamestream media for really filleting him and giving him a pass. Fucking MSNBC, who should have been shredding him into tiny little orange pieces like somebody sat on a Cheeto. they should have instead. He was on Morning Joe every goddamn morning. Getting a rim job.
Because he's entertaining. And that's the hypocrisy of it. He's entertaining.
Right.
He has good timing. And he's like a buffoon. He's funny. And I think that's why he got a pass. I think if he came off a little more evil, like, say, Ted Cruz.
Who's now my favorite person.
Oh, I know. What the fuck is going on at this RNC?
Yeah, well, I'm sure that'll be the headline. We'll get to the Ted Lee Cruz drama. I've got Ted Cruz clips and reaction to the Ted Cruz clips and everything else.
What are we supposed to think? I mean, he got up there. How long did the guy speak for?
One second. Let me get I got to open the stories and everything.
I don't mean to rush. I just remember you saying he was only supposed to speak for like 8 minutes and he went on for 25. I mean,
well, he definitely went longer than he was supposed to.
I mean, that's fucked up, man. But I put up a picture of Ted Cruz just now with the link for the live show. And it's a picture of Ted Cruz doing the Heil Hitler thing.
He's waving.
I know.
But I mean, you can catch people waving. but that's why I put up the GIF files, because it's not a picture of Laura Ingraham just waving.
It's really
If you
strange.
Take a screen cap of the picture, yeah, it looks like she's giving the Nazi salute to the big giant picture of Donald Trump, who's giving it back. But then when you watch it in movie time and in moving, she does. She gives this weird salute, this weird one-armed Hitler-ish kind of salute.
So is she a white supremacist?
I don't know who to, but it's definitely in the direction of that creepy giant picture they had of Trump waving.
God, if you're running the RNC, God, I would take each speaker aside and say, listen, I don't know what you're trying to communicate up there, but can you make sure to wave with your hands sort of floppy and not straight out at all? Or maybe just give the point or give the thumbs up. We want to.
I wouldn't raise my hands above my ears.
We're trying,
knowing what's going on.
Yeah, we're trying desperately to communicate to the American people that we aren't fucking Nazis.
Are they?
I don't know.
It looks like they're trying to communicate just the opposite. Actually,
maybe you're right. And then you look at all you look at Trump's kids. Those rich elitist fuckers sitting up there in their little private box at the RNC.
I love the way they're all just like, we're regular people. We're regular people like us, like you guys.
They look like the Von Trapps.
Our dad made us work. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Your dad doesn't know who you are. Didn't know who you were until you were out of college.
They're trying to say that they're not elite. Good fucking God.
Well, and like I said, Don Jr. Talking about how the fair market and fairness and honor and shit like that. When his dad,
what
we talked about
fuck?
Yesterday, his dad has a habit of people try to sue him. He won't pay them. They sue him. And then he sends his lawyers and they say, go ahead and sue, but we're going to drag it out for so long. It's going to cost you more in legal fees than it is for the money that you would get. So here, we'll give you 10% of what we owe you. Deal. And these small businesses have had to roll over and take it because they're going to get nothing, or they're going to get litigated for 10 years. And then even if they win, they're still going to have to pay all those lawyer fees. Or they try to get the Donald to pay the lawyer fees, which would take even more litigation. So it's not a fair system in general.
And what if one of Donald's companies, what if they were in the position to not get paid by some contractor? What if somebody wasn't going to pay them? He'd lose his fucking mind.
Yeah,
he'd call them liars.
Sues over everything.
Crooked Hillary.
I think it was it Eric? It might have been Don. One of them. One of them was like, well, you know, my father pays his bills. Oh, no. It was some idiot. It wasn't even one of the kids. It was some moron, sack licker that he is a business friend of his that got a non-primetime speaking gig. And was talking about how great Donald is, and we did business together, we made millions, and he's trustworthy, and all this shit. God. Some other rich fuck. And all he did was talk about how Donald is great with the deals and has made them so much money.
He is not.
By fucking people. By screwing people over. By stopping his bills from having to be paid. By filing for fucking bankruptcy four goddamn times.
You know...
Oh, it's just business. Business.
Are we seeing... I feel like we're seeing lots of opinion pieces and columnists, a lot from the WAPO and from the LA Times, saying that, you know, Donald Trump shouldn't be president, and we're not talking about his policies or his what he, you know, or what he wants to do with the economy. That's beside the point. He's not a decent guy. He's an asshole.
Right.
He's not somebody that you he's not a good person. I mean,
fuck these allergies.
Oh yeah,
excuse me.
Oh,
that's me horking and snickering in the background, ladies and gentlemen.
What is it? Pollen?
I think it's when we turn on the air conditioning.
Oh yeah,
we have our ghetto air conditioners. Like sometimes if you turn on a fan right away,
there's dust.
Or if it turns on the, if we turn on the AC. Shit. I think I've sometimes that happens.
We need a little surgical mask for you, but then your voice would be muffled.
I do. I have to look like some of our neighbors walking around here in Koreatown with a little surgical mask on.
What are the Asian people, what do they do that?
I don't get that one either. Well, let's check the headlines. I'm sure the headlines will be something we were going to cover anyway. So let's do some fair and balanced reporting here.
Yay.
Actually, that might be the headline, is the headline about that asshole from the lying, fraudulent propaganda wing of the GOP, Fox News.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, high atop the Crab Diving Tower, Los Angeles, California. Dateline, July 21st, 2016.
The year of our Lord.
These are your fucking headlines. Over at the Commie Figo Liberal. HuffPo. Sure enough, the headline, Ding Dong Ailes is gone. Roger Ailes has officially resigned today following a sexual harassment scandal, as our friends across the pond would say.
Hello.
That consumed the network during this week's Republican National Convention. Yeah, I mean, I don't want to say poor Trump, because nobody deserves it more than that fuck.
Yeah.
But poor Trump. In that his big party, his big Sweet 16, he's like that goddamn show, Sweet 16.
Oh, yeah.
Or whatever, with those heinous creatures, those vile rich girls who are spoiled monsters that are thrown these Sweet 16 parties. And if theirs doesn't have Kanye performing live, they cry to daddy. Well, and they're so upset, daddy. How dare you give me a Mercedes and not a Maybach? Oh!
You know, they probably get better speakers at those.
At the Sweet 16 parties.
Oh, could you imagine telling your daughter, hey, Anthony Sabata Jr. is going to speak.
Yeah, who?
Who the fuck's that?
Be like, I paid 100 G's to have Bieber show up.
Scott Baio's coming.
I'd pay 100 G's to keep Scott Baio out.
Right.
So, but the chest clutching news in this is that going back to the helm of Fox News and Fox Business CEO is Rupert fucking Murdoch, the old man. He just put his sons in charge coming up soon or something.
Right.
Like there's some kind of a succession. But, which again, how is this not royalty? Multi-billion-dollar, multinational corporations, how does it just get passed down to crotch spawn? Because they've worked so hard and they deserve it just as equally as everybody, the previous generations that worked so hard.
Isn't it a publicly held company?
But he has controlling interest.
But how is that? Like, does that not piss off the shareholders? Are they not worried about their investment? I mean, I would be like, hey, man, your kid is in charge of my money? Who the fuck is he?
There are no little shareholders anymore. I mean, poor people that are stuck with their 401ks. But mom and pop, who has 10 shares of something sitting in their drawer like the old days? Or, you know, nobody anymore. The only people that can afford shares of stuff are rich people.
But wouldn't you, even if you were the kids, that's your future as that company. I would be like, listen, I want to work for Fox, but maybe I don't need to be in charge of it. Can we put some mogul that knows how to run a fucking network in charge, and maybe I can learn alongside them?
That's what I don't get, is how do these people that just deep throat the capitalist schlong, how do they
they love it,
justify, you know, they talk about these self-made men that they shit, just want to sit there with like birds with their mouths open, taking in their semen. And it's that whole Ayn Rand thing that
I'm not sure that's what birds do.
That Ayn Rand thing. This, you know, there are just people that are better than us, and they're the businessmen, and they're the rich guys that innovate, and they should run the world.
Oh yes, and how are they doing? They are getting ousted for sexual harassment because they wave their like raw meat looking cock at somebody when they were an exec producer at Mike Douglas.
One of the hideous Trump spawn called Donald an innovator.
An innovator? An innovator? I mean...
Yeah, I can... I mean, did he invent some new con, I guess? Trump University? But, I mean, that's an old Ponzi scheme.
Well, I mean, well, somehow he elevated his name to the point where he could sell it for licensing. That his name means so much.
Well, so does Kim Kardashian.
Is Kim Kardashian president?
Shows an ass cheek.
I mean, you have to say there is some talent Donald has. I mean,
it's a shameless self-promotion.
So much that he wrote his name all the way into a nomination
right
to lead one of the major parties in this country. I mean, that's so fucked up.
So yeah, Roger Ailes resigning. Rupert Murdoch slithering into the role of chairman and acting CEO of Fox News and Fox Business.
Oh my God.
Murdoch released a statement. Roger Ailes has made a remarkable contribution to our company and our country.
Hello.
Roger shared my vision of a great and independent television organization and executed it brilliantly over 20 great years. My really bad Australian accent.
How is this Australian guy in charge of our big conservative news network? That's weird, right?
He's an evil... Well, that's what's so funny is the ninnies clutching their crosses in Kansas who are worried and screaming about outside influence. It's going to be that UN resolution. What is it? 21 or something? Resolution 21. It's that one. The union, the UN's coming in. They're going to tell it. They're going to make us become gay. They're going to make me suck a cow.
That's right.
And so they're all worried about any tiny outside influence from foreign invaders. Yet, who has done more damage
to our
country, probably, literally, in the last 20 years than Fox fucking News with their misinformation, the propaganda, the lies, and the blatant putting forth, said it a zillion times of the most marginalized, crazy, batshit theory view and elevating that to equal, fair, and balanced.
You know what's
funny?
We're
going to bring in David Duke.
Yes.
Along with the NAACP guy to talk about race relations in the country.
But it's
not what you do.
Yeah, it's funny. I remember way back when cable started, when we got basic cable, and CNN was the first one, right? The first 24-hour news coverage.
Right.
And it was like a novelty. Right? It was a novelty. Because you only used to get the news at 5 and 11 or whatever the schedule was. But now you had it all day.
Right.
So I guess, is that where this fucking shit came from? All of a sudden you gotta, fill content
for
24
hours. Kind of was fair and balanced then. Because they only had an hour a day to get you.
Right.
6 o'clock news, 10 o'clock news.
Yeah, the local news. I mean, they had to tell you about who got shot.
Right.
Fucking horrible.
Or, you know, what your local mayor is being indicted for this week.
Perv.
And... but now it's you've got these 24/7 news channels and you've got at least MSNBC when they started came out and said, we need an antidote to Fox. We want a progressive news station that presents the progressive side as blatantly as Fox does, but Fox lies about it. That's the part. We're fair and balanced. We represent America. I'm Steve Doocy. I represent what all of America wants. And those liberals, CNN and your ABC and CBS, they're
CNN.
All just liars, liar, poo-poo faces. They just make their stuff up. We're the real network. Listen to us. It's true. Obama is a Muslim.
That's a good Steve Deuce.
Right?
I mean,
it's so blatant and disgusting. And over at MSNBC, you'll have partisans and shit. But call them out on their lies. And Fox News is the one who I think made lying cool. Fuck you. We're going to lie. I don't care. Yeah, I lied.
They don't give a shit.
Yeah, I lied. So...
Right.
I mean, you used to get in trouble for lying. There used to be consequences at all these levels for untruths. And Mittens fucking Romney lied about, what is it, Medicare? And Medicare. And they called him on it and they said, well, that's not true. Well, that's what I said.
I'm standing by it.
But it's factually untrue.
Right.
Well, that's what I said.
Yeah. God. And fucking Trump just fucking...
Because he knows the bubble.
Right.
They know that their idiots won't change the channel from Fox Cunting News or...
And Trump is perfect for this, right?
Or Blaze or whatever they're watching. Yeah.
But Trump is perfect for Fox and for this 24-hour news cycle shit because he's continuously entertaining. And my God, they must be so excited, these news networks, when Trump pops on to speak at a campaign event because it's fucking compelling.
Sure.
I mean, if you want to fault the other politicians for anything, I mean, they could take a lesson from Trump. You could be better at giving your speeches, and you could be more entertaining. I mean, he is. Why can't you be as entertaining? nobody should aspire to be Trump. But, I challenge, Elizabeth Warren's good when she speaks. I listen to her.
Yes.
She's compelling. I think Bernie's compelling.
Right. Hillary not as great.
No. She can.
Obama's amazing.
Yeah, Obama's amazing.
Over at the Drudge Report, same thing. Ailes steps down from Fox News, staying on as an advisor at 21st Century Fox. So he's going to keep getting paychecks till 2018.
What?
Of something.
How the fuck is that
they
even
negotiated
getting,
the
getting
deal.
Fired. I would love that deal. How much do you think he gets a week, Ailes, 2018? Is it minimum wage you're paying
he'll
him?
Be okay.
Oh, my God. That's your punishment for sexually harassing people?
Somehow Drudge allegedly
got
a copy of the letter that Roger Ailes, the resignation letter that Ailes sent to Murdoch. You know, this is all lies. You know, the can you imagine
it's
the
all
phone
fucking
calls?
Bullshit.
What the fuck? That fucking cunt Gretchen Carlson. You know what she's doing?
All right. You know, Roger, I'm not, you know, I agree, but there's not much we can do. There's all kinds of women now that are lining up.
We're going to fire you and give you 2 years paid vacation.
Yeah.
That'll teach you, you big fat fucking walrus.
He goes, blah, 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 blah. Having spent 20 years building this historic business, I will not allow my presence to become a distraction from the work that must be done every day to ensure that Fox News and Fox Business continue to lead our industry.
Be racist, show legs. Bam. I could run Fox.
I'm confident that everyone at Fox News and Fox Business will continue as the standard setters they are, and that the businesses are well positioned for even greater success in the future.
Is it true?
I look forward to continuing to work with you as an advisor.
Oh, okay. An advisor.
Thanks for the millions. I'm going to go put my feet up. Send me some hot assistants.
Oh, yes.
To sexually harass, and it'll all be good.
Oh,
congratulations, Roger Ailes.
Could you imagine Roger Ailes hanging out by the cabana at his pool? It's going to be like Caligula in that bitch.
His punishment is less work,
no work,
and a consulting job. That's his punishment for repeated sexual harassment, allegedly, at the network. Now, granted, Gretchen still has... She didn't sue Fox News.
Who did she sue?
Him.
Oh.
So she and I guess these other women that are allegedly jumping on now are going after him specifically.
She hates him.
Which is how she's, which they say that's how she's getting around her some onerous deal. You know, a lot of these things that you sign these days when you become an employee, sometimes there's a clause in your contract that says this is corporate capitalism run amok, by the way. But you're signing things that basically say, well, you're going to give up all your rights to sue us. And if you get mad at us, we're going to go instantly to arbitration.
Yeah.
And then you know the arbitration is a corporation hired by a mega corporation who's doing golf with the head of the mega corporation that you're fucking suing. You know, it's just not going to go your way if you're the little tiny guy going after the big evil guy.
Sign away liability, right? Like, you go swimming at a pool and you say, hey, listen, if I hit my head on a fucking thing and I drown, I can't sue you. But if you actually hit your head and you drown, you can still sue those fuckers, right?
Your estate.
We'll
sue.
Oh, yeah. But someone can sue them because they're negligent.
If
I
they
think.
Can prove negligence.
Yes.
But if you were running and just fell and hit your head. Sorry, Charlie.
Oh, shit.
And even, you know, what they're complaining about is a lot of these apps
yes.
that Facebook got in trouble, and they actually had to change their privacy policy really quickly one time because somebody actually fucking read it once when they did an update. And it said basically, we can read all the data off of every other app on your phone anytime we want.
God.
We can know what you're doing. We'll know that you've been on Grindr looking for cock. We'll know that you're...
It would be weird if you were on Grindr looking for milk, to be fair.
Oh, right.
Cock.
But really, they wanted... You just sign that. You just by downloading this app and hitting OK, you're giving us your firstborn child and access to your rectum whenever we want.
I would if it was an app I needed, I could see myself clicking OK without reading any of that shit. I hate it. But God, what am I supposed to do? Not get my app?
So we've said it before here. If you don't pay for something, you're the commodity.
Yeah,
you
are Facebook.
You
fucking Instagash.
You're the pay.
You know, the only really social media platform I enjoy is Instagash.
Chatterbait?
Oh, yes. It's my favorite. No, I like Instagash. Because it's so much fun to fuck with all those filters and shit.
Instagram is fun.
Yeah. The other ones, I don't get how it's fun. I mean, I like Facebook for what we do. I think it helps our cause. But it's not fun. There's nothing fun about it, aside from reading bullshit.
Right. Facebook is only fun to, you know, spar with people. And,
right.
My personal page, Facebook, I barely pay any attention to.
I don't give a fuck.
What you had for breakfast.
No, who cares?
Look where I am.
Fuck you.
Having said that, I love putting out pictures of where I've been.
No, yeah. That's
on the rare occasions I've been somewhere.
I like looking at my stuff. I don't really get any. I mean, do you like looking at other people's shit?
It depends.
If somebody posts a picture of their kid, that's interesting.
You know what I don't like is nice. The politics. And
oh, I love the politics.
That's why I'm really glad that we have the Crab Diving Facebook page at facebook.com/crabdiving because I can vent and get all that shit done.
That's
without being the annoying guy in the Facebook timeline that, you know.
Well, I got to tell you something. I'm over that. I don't give a fuck about being the annoying guy.
Well, you use your Facebook for different purposes also.
No,
anyway.
I mean politically because I have so many Facebook friends from Georgia in the South. I like to put irritating shit up there because fuck you. Fuck you and your posts about Ted Cruz and Donald Trump and gun control and guns and all this other fucking shit. Fuck off. I want to be irritating. I get that conservative shit shoved in my face so much. You can take some of my liberal whatever. Joy.
So, last night's Republican National Convention.
Oh my God, this conservative bullshit's everywhere, dude.
It's really a creepy shit show, and there's a story. Did I save this story? I wonder. But it's I don't think I saved it. But it's they listed literally 50 parts of the Republican platform that are just like pants wettingly terrifying. that just things that you're like, well, what? What do they want to do?
I don't get these guys. They don't want to have any fun.
Right. We just can't. Oh, here it is. It's from Raw Story. 50 shockingly extreme right-wing proposals.
Shocker.
For the GOP platform.
Okay.
Tax cuts for the rich.
Fuck you. Awesome.
And lower corporate tax.
Perfect.
Deregulating banks because they haven't fucked us enough.
What?
They caused the 2008 worldwide financial crisis.
Man.
And we had to bail those fuckers out, but let's let them do it again.
Boo.
Let them go. They want to get rid of consumer protection, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. Okay. They want it gone. They want Dodd-Frank gone.
Why?
They want to repeal environmental laws.
What, they want to live in like a wasteland? Did they watch Mad Max Beyond the Thunderdome? Everything is a fucking desert because of some nuclear bomb or some shit or pollution. You want to live there?
They want to through various things that they said, they want to get rid of unions and get rid of union labor. We support the right of states to enact right to work laws.
God damn it.
We renew our call for the repeal of Davis-Bacon law, which limits employment, drives up construction and maintenance costs for the benefit of unions.
God, everybody sucks, man.
Privatize federal railway. They want to get rid of Amtrak. Sell it. They do not want to change the minimum wage. They think it's an issue that should be left up to the states. And I would presume that that would mean that they would say we should just get rid of the whole federal minimum wage and let the states decide themselves.
Okay, if you did that, California would probably have a decent minimum wage because it's all Dems that run that fucking state. It's liberal people. They actually don't want to see humans starve. But then you would have, how would that, don't you think that's weird?
But would it? I mean, how soon would the horrible, evil capitalist system draw even us down? Because.
Yeah, you wouldn't see 15 an hour.
You can't compete. Within our own states, you wouldn't be able to compete when Texas is offering someone 10 cents an hour slave wages that they want to do, apparently.
I was about to say, forget about fucking California. The real shit show, if you let the states decide the minimum wage, would be like Alabama.
Mississippi, Alabama, Texas.
Do you imagine?
Okay, the minimum wage for white people is
right.
$5 an hour. The minimum wage for black people, we don't need one. You're lucky we give you jobs, boy.
I mean, if you took the federal government away from a lot of these decisions, how soon would these shitty fucking Bible Belt states become a cartoon?
Become a cartoon?
They would just be so fucked up. We brought slavery back in Oklahoma.
They want to cut government salaries and benefits.
Oh, yes.
Benefits. We're giving too much health care. Too much of a pension. How dare you expect to work 30 years for the government and not eat cat food for the rest of your old, sad, saggy days?
Hey, I heard Utah wants to repeal oxygen. They want to give you less oxygen to breathe.
They want to only appoint anti-choice justices. All the presidential candidates said that they would not support any Supreme Court justice who is not pro-life and who does not want to overturn Roe v. Wade.
But most people in this country are pro-choice.
They don't
most
care.
People are pro-choice.
They don't care.
Fuck off. Move to Iran then.
They also only want justices that will overturn Obergefell and make gay marriage illegal again when they want it.
Oh, great.
They also want justices that will, of course, overturn the evils of Obamacare.
Of course, dude. Of course.
We want
our citizens to bleed out in the corner.
They want national laws that are anti-religious discrimination, which means they want a national law that says I can hang a no fags allowed sign in my business. Or by extrapolation, some of these laws, the one I think that they were going to pass in, was it Georgia? One of them that didn't pass. It was so vague that they figured out that you really, if you didn't like black people, you could just say, I have a religious objection to black people. Get out of here, dark person.
My Bible says I can only be friends with white people.
They want to make Christianity a national religion. We support, this is in the official Republican platform. We support the public display of the Ten Commandments as a reflection of our history and our country's Judeo-Christian heritage and further affirm, I'm not reading this right, and further affirm the rights of religious students to engage in voluntary prayer at public school events and to have equal access to school facilities.
We need a revolution. We need a revolution.
Students can engage in voluntary prayer at school events. They can't have a teacher lead it. They can't have the school's taxpayer-endorsed, paid-for public address system say, everyone stand up for the Lord's Prayer before we kick off the football game against the evil Arlington, Texas Coons.
Take a knee. Take a knee. That is how every football game at my high school started. You could see.
Oh, my God. Really?
Dude, you could. There be.
We didn't even do that at Catholic school.
Please, man. Oh, you guys. Catholics are drunk. I think that helps the Catholic people deal with their oppressive faith. Is it no one's screaming about it?
Being worried, though, because boys in shorts on their knees. We found out later he was a diddler.
It's a trigger.
He may have been, too. Yeah.
Oh my God!
Don't get on your knees. I can't handle it.
Everybody in the stands watching the game could see all the football players praying. It was so pious.
Wow! Fortunately, never had to.
Insane.
I coached at a Catholic high school.
Yeah, and tennis players are atheists, aren't they?
I'm just trying to remember. I coached at a Catholic high school. I don't think we prayed once, to be honest with you. And yeah, the whole...
You aren't excited about it.
I'm trying to remember if I... Because at that point, I probably would have gone along with it. I was in college. I was making some good money on the side coaching high school tennis for the Catholic, the local Catholic high school. But...
You would have gone along with it.
But... I mean, if they said, let's pray before... I would have been like, okay.
Look at that paycheck. How much you paying
me?
Baby.
Yeah. How much you paying me for the semester?
But I don't think the Catholics are as excited about their Jesus and their faith as the Protestants are, especially like Baptists.
That was obnoxious
and stuff like
about
that.
It, right? Yeah.
No, I mean
Catholics are over it.
No, it's hammered into your psyche so hard. I don't think. I think everybody. I get the idea. Before I moved to Chicago, I never knew a bunch of Catholic people really, and they're just so sure that they're going to hell that
that's so odd to me because
they don't give a fuck.
I grew up and I didn't know any Protestant people. It was when on the south side of Chicago, if you met another kid, you would say, "What parish are you from?"
Oh yeah,
it's almost like Louisiana. What parish are you from?
Right.
But we meant what Bible slinging? What Jesus saint or holy?
Well, you would know. You would know who's from what church generally. I mean, because people are so excited about Jesus down there in the south.
Wow.
It's insane.
It's very strange.
Even the kids are all like screaming about it. Sad.
We're only on number 12. Let me tear through these. Loosen campaign finance loopholes and dark money. So anybody can secretly donate any amount of money. It's free speech. Shut up.
I don't know what dark money means, but it sounds fucking
exactly
bad.
Exactly what it is. Well, and again, who
sounds
is
like
it?
A bad thing
I think
to
it might
have
even
politics.
Been. It might have even been a Republican who was not real thrilled with Citizens United, who said it's just going to be a matter of time before a foreign corporation or a foreign government is like, ooh, we like Trump. Let's give him $10 million to help him with his campaign.
Why wouldn't Putin do that? If I was Putin, I would say, what horse do I want to bet on?
And they could do it through some corporation, through another corporation, through some shell corporation that is here in the United States and says, I'm going to donate $10 million to Donald Trump.
You wouldn't be able to track it.
Right. And that's why we want open transparency. Every dollar that comes in, we should know where it comes from.
God, somebody like Putin or some other leader could call up Trump and say, hey, listen, I see you need campaign money. I'll donate a shit ton. You just helped me out on this one thing.
And the fucking Roberts Court said I think it was Kennedy, that fool, said the being given money doesn't infer corruption. Like it doesn't, just because someone gives you money, that doesn't mean that you're going to automatically have to give them favors back.
Oh, right. I love that. We've talked about this before. If somebody buys me a drink at a bar, just a drink, I feel compelled to talk to them.
Or buy
like
one
an
back.
Hour.
Yeah.
Yeah, or buy them another drink. I mean, somebody gives me $10,000 for my campaign. I mean, I assume I have to do a little sucky or something.
Yeah.
Meet me in the alley.
Loosen gun controls nationwide.
Why? How?
Pass an anti-choice constitutional amendment. They want a constitutional amendment that supports the sanctity of life from the moment you go,
Is this the party of small government? Is this the freedom, quote-unquote, party?
End federal funding for Planned Parenthood. Allow states to shut down abortion clinics. Oppose stem cell scientific research.
What?
They're still trying to stop stem cell research because you're killing babies, you evil baby killer.
Right. Why don't we bring back leeches? Why don't we say it's okay for a doctor to put a leech on you?
We do.
Oh, yeah?
They actually use leeches now for certain therapies. For, like, really, when blood is pooled.
Prostate enlargement?
For edema, for massive swelling and blood pooling and stuff
really?
Like that. They throw leeches on you now.
What about disease and all that shit? It's a fucking leech.
They
boil them?
Yeah, they...
How do you clean
a leech?
They
give them an antibiotic. I don't know.
My brother got a leech on him one time when he was swimming in this lake behind our house. Oh, my God.
Gross.
Horrible animal. It's not even an animal.
I'm going to finish with these because there's 30 more, and I don't want to go through all these. So let's go on to a different story. But there's a story you could go through. There's 50 things, literally, of the
that suck.
Extreme right-wing proposals they want you to show your citizenship papers to register to vote, work requirements to welfare, cutting food stamps.
Okay.
Build the Keystone XL.
For what?
Ignore global climate change agreements.
Oh, I love that one. That's great.
Privatize Medicare.
Perfect.
Turn Medicaid over to the states, because we know the states are great at everything.
Let's have Alabama handle Medicaid.
Repeal Obamacare, of course.
Duh.
Make English the official U.S. language. No amnesty for undocumented immigrants ever. Kick them all out. I don't care if they're in college.
Can we
They came here when they were 4 months old.
Right.
Launch them out. And we've even had people.
Can we behead them?
We've even had people on our page who have called for the jailing of these people. And I mean, seriously, they've said that there was that girl who was the valedictorian of her high school.
Yes.
Who was going on to an Ivy League school at full scholarship. And she outed herself as an undocumented immigrant whose parents brought her here when she was a little kid. She had nothing to do with it. And all the asshole conservatives on our page said, well, it sucks, but we have to deport her.
Why?
And a few of them said, send her to jail.
Why don't we cut her head off?
What? How unhuman, inhuman, subhuman...
Well, the idea...
Can these people be to say a 17-year-old girl who's a brilliant contributor to our society already because her parents brought her here?
Right.
She should have turned herself in.
Well, the idea is that she is taking part of my American dream. That's what they think. She's taking my part of the pie in this country or something.
Yeah, I'm sure you were slated for that slot at Princeton, you knuckle-dragging twunt.
You can exist in the country with the valedictorian.
Yeah.
And actually... You're better for it. We're better for having that person in our country, don't you think? Who's more likely to cure AIDS?
Of course.
Some Trumpalo or her?
Especially from what they came from. And her family is guilty of trying to make a better life for themselves in a different country. And this bullshit that Trump painted is why everybody hates him, of that every immigrant that comes over illegally is a rapist, killer, homosexual, dog sodomizer.
Oh, yes. Oh, dog sodomizer. Oh, that's the worst. I hate those dog sodomizers.
They think Puerto Rico should be a state, but not Washington, D.C.
Why?
There's too many black people.
Oh, that's right. We don't want them to have any representation.
Yeah,
sure.
They would vote Democrat, and they can't have that. traditional marriage.
Okay.
Child, this is...
Because that's
going
well.
This is in the policy. Children raised in a two-parent household... tend to be physically and emotionally healthier, more likely to do well in school, less likely to do drugs and alcohol, engage in crime, or become pregnant outside of marriage. We oppose policies and laws that create a financial incentive for or encourage cohabitation. So if you don't get married under the Lord, no tax breaks for you.
God, it's so stupid.
Require Bible study in school.
What? That can't be in the platform.
Quote, a good understanding of the Bible being indispensable for the development of an educated citizenry, we encourage state legislatures to offer the Bible in a literature curriculum.
Oh, my.
As an elective in America's high school. So you should be able to pretend it's just literature and be able to have a class on Bible.
My God. Can you imagine? That's literature. It's not a great book.
It's horrible.
And it's violent.
Replace sex education with abstinence-only approaches.
Jeez.
This one frustrates me almost more than some of the other ones because we have the data now. We have proof. We have fucking proof that we can put in front of these people. We have a state that did the opposite of what these mullahs, these Christo-fucking-fascists want to do.
What happened?
And they are providing, guess what? Sex education to kids. This is how you put a condom on your cock, you little shit. Providing birth control, access to birth control.
Jeez.
Guess what happened in Colorado where these evil Satan-wielding things happened? Abortions went down. Out of marriage pregnancies went down. Teen pregnancies went down. All the bad stats went down because we're educating them and providing them with birth control like adults should have.
And that has nothing.
They want that gone.
Oh, yeah.
They want you slapped with a ruler. Keep that cock in those. No, well, no, they don't say that. They say keep those legs crossed.
Oh, yeah.
You whore, because it's the total responsibility of the woman. Yeah. Keep your legs crossed, you whore. And abstinence only is right. All they want to teach. And we have right two states down from Colorado is Texistan, where they've done just the opposite. Nine. And their numbers are just the opposite.
Oh, it's a total shit show down there.
Yeah, 12-year-olds are cranking out kids like Xerox machines.
I thought reading the Bible might help you.
Oh yeah,
get pregnant less.
Doesn't work. They don't care.
Weird.
Just fuck your facts and your stats. They want to restore the death penalty everywhere. Those pussy states that have banned the death penalty. Oh, we want states' rights, but.
You have to kill somebody if we want you to.
You can have the state's rights as long as it's the rights we want you to have.
Right. Dramatically increase the budget for the Pentagon. There are hundreds of billions of dollars being wasted every year on bullshit with the Pentagon because they refuse to take a look at the defense budget at all.
They don't want to consider cutting it.
Because then it makes us weak. This is another thing. There's current generals and the chiefs of staff and everything are like, they're lying. They're lying. These Republicans, almost every single fucking one has gone up to that podium and said, Obama's made our military weak. We've got the weakest military we've ever had. And the military's like, no, we really don't. We could blow the fuck out of whoever we want right now.
How is spending this much keeping us safe anyway? I mean... How much are we spending? What's our defense budget? We had two planes flying to the World Trade Center. I mean, really, that didn't protect us.
Right. Cancel the Iran nuclear treaty, of course.
Oh, yeah. It's working, too, right? Isn't it?
Yeah, as far as we know.
Oh, okay. Well, shit. Let's get rid of it then.
Privatize student loans instead of lowering interest rates. So get the federal government out of it, which has been keeping... the rates lower,
right.
And give it to the private sector.
Oh, sure. They'll do a great job with that.
Because the private sector's so great at everything.
Oh, sure.
So there's a good number of the 50 terrifying things that are in the official fucking GOP platform.
Who do those help? I mean, if you're a Trumpalo voting for the Donald, how do any of those policies on your party's platform actually help you? Like, what is helping anyone in there? I mean, I don't get it. Less abortions? What?
Well, they want less abortions, but then you can't tell them that better sex education and better access to birth control prevents abortions and prevents teen pregnancy. But then they say,
it encourages it. It encourages it. If you tell a 15-year-old about a condom, they're going to want to put one on and stick their dick in a pussy.
Well, they're going to have sex anyway.
Whoa, right.
And now they're using a condom.
And you just can't reason with these idiots. You can't reason with them.
No. Because they're ideologues.
They think that by waving a Bible but then you ask them, did it stop you? When you were 15 and 16, rolling around grunting in the back of your 68 Chevy? You old white fuck. I mean, that didn't stop you.
Of course
Jesus
not.
Didn't stop you, you asshole.
Right.
God damn. It's so frustrating that you put a fact in front of somebody and this is an apple.
It's an orange.
Right.
No, it's an apple.
And they don't even play by the rules. There's no rules. They shut down the government if you don't do what they want. What about that platform? Is that in their platform? We promise to shut down the government again?
Meanwhile, we were talking about how every night of the RNC has really just turned into a shit show. I remembered what the second one was. It was Melania.
Yes.
Obviously with the plagiarism thing.
Sure.
Then the Tuesday, the story, while they were still riding the Melania story,
yes.
The New York Times published an interview with Donald, which is where he said, basically, fuck NATO. We don't need the fuck those guys unless they start paying up. He really wants to turn it into a protection racket.
And that's kind of a bigger story than Melania stealing Michelle Obama's story. I mean, he wants us to get out of NATO
right now, worldwide, other countries who are right up against the ball sack of Uncle Nipples that are protected by the NATO alliance, by the guarantee that if Uncle Nipples walks into their country, America's going to back them up. They're going, wait, what? What?
He's fucked up.
This
man.
Guy is saying he's maybe not going to protect us.
Oh my God.
Or if we are, we better pay up.
Oh yeah, dude.
We better pay up.
We don't run the planet like that. I mean, isn't it better to not have, I don't know, to have NATO? Doesn't it make us safer?
So during the interview, he said, quote, he would prefer to be able to continue the treaty.
Okay.
Which the NATO's charter reads that an armed attack against one or more members in Europe or North America shall be considered an attack against them all.
Right.
And it was signed in 1949. But he said it would be part of his America first. Take care of ourselves first.
How is that like altruistic? How is that Christian on
They're
any
not.
Level?
There's no empathy. This we've learned that this breed of white Republican Christian racist xenophobe asshole that is are the supporters of Trump. They have no empathy. They don't care. It's all about us. That's why it's been fear.
You know, I met some Trumpalos last night doing stand up in the audience, boy. But they were British. They're for the Brexit.
Oh, of course.
Pro Brexit. Big stupid
soccer yobs.
Pear shaped idiots. Just, dumbasses. I mean, so fucking insane.
We like him. We like you, Trump.
That's what they said. Somebody was like, oh, you guys are from Britain. Are you for the Brexit? They're like, yeah. You guys must be fans of Trump. Yeah.
What a shock.
But I think like that America first sentiment, I mean, he's playing this narrative that the rest of the world is getting one over on us.
Well, we're not winning anymore. We don't win anymore.
Why are we thinking? Why is he thinking like that? That is a shitty way to think.
Well, define win. Define win. The whole world is economically in a shitstorm because of the stupid system
winning.
We have.
You know what winning is? This is the way we have to look at it. There are shit tons of nuclear weapons on this planet. I feel like every day we're not sitting around in a mushroom cloud is probably a win.
Right.
I mean, that's a win. To me, we're...
The bar's pretty low for humanity.
Yeah, no one's in nuclear war. That's a win. I mean, I know Donald doesn't want to take that table, that option off the table if he wants to.
But you can't forget the bills, he said. They have an obligation to make payments.
For what?
NATO nations are not making payments and are not making what they're supposed to make. That's a big thing. You can't say forget that.
Oh, my God. Why?
I heard another interview with him where he's like, these are rich nations. They could pay more. They should be paying more. These are rich nations. They should be paying more to us, more money for
us
to
protect
them.
Is he saying that our military budget, our Pentagon budget is huge because we have to take care of France and Austria and Germany and all these people?
Part of it, yeah. Hmm. And then he's going to say all that money we save is going to he's going to bring back our military.
We've got a military. Yeah. Got a shit.
This is that argument that Mittens tried, which was one of my favorite moments ever in debate history, which is when Obama said, we don't have as many, destroyers and cruisers in the Navy as we did before. And Obama said, well, we don't have as many horses and
I remember
sabers
that.
Or whatever as we used to either.
That's one of those great Obama retorts where he hears the question and he takes a moment to himself, laughs.
Right. He knows he's got this.
And then delivers the zinger.
I got this.
Oh, I love it.
And he's right. We have drones now taking care of our war for us. We got all kinds of technology and shit. We don't need as many tanks as we needed. We don't need as many. It's a different kind of warfare. The city-based warfare, you can't drive tanks.
What?
Well, I mean, if you're Israel, you can.
Sure.
You just mow down Palestinians.
Yeah, who gives
but if you can't drive tanks just through city streets and like you know, I mean, it's just not feasible. And right. and expect to take over a city just by driving a tank or two through it. These tanks in World War II met on battlefields where they were right. tanking each other.
And it's crazy because there are other things we could be spending that money on. I mean, there are people living in tents in this city all over the fucking place. Why don't we do something about that?
Yeah. Those, well, those takers.
Yes.
The president of Estonia.
Chito.
Tomas.
Just kidding.
Tomas Hendrik said, Estonia is one of five NATO allies in Europe to meet its 2% defense expenditures commitment, fought with no caveats in NATO's sole Article 5 op in Afghanistan. So when NATO decided to join in Afghanistan, they yes. sent, you know, four people, right. which is probably a good proportion of their army. he said, we are equally committed to all of our NATO allies, regardless of who they may be. That's what makes us allies. And Lindsey Graham, who we haven't heard from in a while, yes. he was going to close his eyes and vote Trump. But I note that he's not, I don't even know if he's there, but he ain't speaking.
He, I can't even wrap my mind around that. Like, he's voting for Trump.
He
That's
said,
crazy.
He went on Twitter.
Yes.
And said, I can only imagine how our allies in NATO, particularly in the Baltic states, must feel after reading these comments from Mr. Trump. Mr. Trump has shown the ability to correct statements such as this. I hope he will do so tonight when the world is watching. This is something else that's driving me kind of fucking crazy, is our country is so stupid that almost all of the media is like, gonna give Trump a big etch-a-sketch tonight.
Oh, yeah. He can erase all the bullshit that
right?
he said.
Like, they're saying all he has to do tonight to cover up the whole shit show of the past not only couple of days, yeah. but the whole train wreck of a fucking campaign that he's run. All the heinous shit he's done.
Right, right.
The reason Ted Cruz refused to endorse him. The reason Kasich refused to endorse him. Blah, blah, blah. He can somehow magically erase all that tonight with one good fucking speech.
That's nuts.
He gets a mulligan. How? What? Hillary Clinton hasn't been able to say one word on the campaign without it being shredded right. and dissected.
Well, thanks to Donald, I don't know that she has to say anything. Has she said anything this week? Has she said anything this week at all?
Part of our... Oh,
shit.
I broke part of our...
The DIY thing.
Yeah.
She's been pretty quiet.
Oh yeah.
Some people are upset. They think she should be coming out harder against all the shit show that's happening. But I kind of like allow it to unfold.
Fuck it.
Allow it to unfold. What is she going to say?
What do you
point and laugh?
Wrong?
Right. I mean,
it's ridiculous.
She doesn't have to take the high ground because there's the only other place in the planet is high ground
yeah.
compared to what these people are spewing.
When Donald Trump is like, he's a big piece of shit. I mean, to have the high ground, you just have to stand there.
And Graham said of Donald Trump's comments, I'm 100% certain how Russian President Putin feels about this. He's a very happy man. He'd love to see NATO fall apart.
Oh, absolutely.
Because then he'd ride his bare-chested into Estonia, Poland.
Yeah.
It'll be the fucking USSR all over again.
It just doesn't make any sense. How do you say in an interview, I'm against NATO? And then how are you going to say I'm not against NATO? It's an odd thing to evolve on.
Asked about his views of Russia, Mr. Trump said that if that country attacked some of the small Baltic states that are the more recent members of NATO, he would decide whether to come to their aid only after reviewing whether those nations, quote, have fulfilled their obligations to us.
Jesus Christ,
hold
man.
On. Wait, Uncle Nipples is driving his tanks over your border? Hold on a second. Let me check my book.
Let me do some ciphering.
This is who these people want to run the United
sounds
States.
Sounds like a mob guy. He sounds like Tony fucking Soprano.
I'm baffled. By Republicans. I'm utterly beyond baffled.
You know, it's so funny. You just think about the libs I mean, if Hillary was saying things like this, people would be voting Bernie. They wouldn't. No one would support anything on the left that Donald's doing that goes against their beliefs. But it seems like Trump, I mean, all these moderates are going to vote for him anyway. And these conservatives are going to fucking vote for him anyway. Lindsey Graham is going to vote for this guy anyway.
They're saying,
despite all the racist shit he says.
Because it's binary, they're saying. And you got to look at the Supreme Court.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You got to look at the Supreme Court judges. He's going to nominate. We don't want Hillary having 8 years of nominating.
The next 40 years, judges. They're saying today. 40 years of Supreme Court liberalism if we don't elect Trump.
But Trump was, what does the Supreme Court matter if we're all sitting around fucking in a nuclear?
Well, he's gonna take the power away from the Supreme Court.
Yeah,
it sounds like
he wants to get rid of NATO. I mean, if he says, if a president says a member of NATO, if a member of NATO gets attacked, we're not sure we're gonna come to their defense, then is there NATO anymore?
So now they're I mean, a lot of people are saying that that's probably the biggest thing coming out of the past couple of days. You know, this Melania thing is, and the Ted Cruz thing will go away. But this NATO thing is a big, huge fucking deal because now all of a sudden the rest of the world is like, you can't elect this guy.
He's going to fuck the planet up.
You can't elect this guy.
He's going to fuck the planet up. But the Trumpalos, they don't understand that.
They want that.
They're like, oh, we're out of NATO. Fuck you.
Good. Fuck up the world. It's about time.
We got a country full of fuck yous that are going to go vote in November. It's so fucking horrible. Oh, my God. You fucking idiots. Go read a book or something.
So I'm very angered. I'm very torn.
It sucks.
In the fact that Ted Cruz made me like him because... Last night, again, in perfect display of what morons everyone involved in the Trump show are. And again, ladies and gentlemen, Trump keeps saying, I'm going to hire the best people around me. His thing is, he's not going to do everything. He even told John Kasich, you could be the most powerful. You're going to be in charge of foreign and domestic policy. And then when the aide asked Don Jr., well, what's Trump going to do? He's going to make America great again.
He's going to hang out and...
He's going to run around, shake hands, and smile.
Right.
And so, but to not anticipate Ted Cruz...
Yes.
To not say, look, if you're going to talk... Because Trump was totally in charge of who could speak and who couldn't.
Yes.
And to accept Ted Cruz speaking without an endorsement, because he said he asked him, and Ted said, no, I'm not going to endorse him, is just dumb.
Yeah, it's
just stupid. And then Trump tweeted out after this happened that wow, Ted got booed off the stage. I heard the speech earlier this afternoon, and I still let it go on. Who cares? Kind of like, I knew what he was going to say. I don't care.
Did he want this?
I don't think they... I think they read it and probably didn't get it. Maybe. Because, well, here. Okay, here's the part. Ted Cruz goes on.
Maybe nobody read it. They're lazy.
And on and on and on. Right. He was only supposed to go a few minutes. I think he had clocked in at 23 by the time it was said and done. Telling these personal stories. I met a man who was driving down the street.
Oh, my
who
God.
Blah, blah, blah. Or a little girl, a little nine-year-old girl who hugged her father, who's a policeman. And
That's right. He did all that
he went off. Yeah, he
Black
went off
Lives
and
Matter
got killed
stuff.
And, you know, all that stuff. And he also inexplicably had a couple lines. He said something about, if you're gay or straight, you should have the same rights. And there was, it was really funny because the crowd was like, wait, what did he say?
Wait, this guy that generally sounds like the Ayatollah is telling us to be inclusive. I'm confused.
So, but then everybody was waiting for the money shot, which is when Ted Cruz says, this is why I'm supporting Donald J. Trump for president of the United States of America.
Yes.
Or a non a non-supporting. That's why I'm going to vote for Donald J. Trump. You know what I mean?
That's not endorsing. By saying I'm going to vote for someone is not endorsing.
In today's Donald Trump world, it is.
Yeah, now you have to make this distinction because you got a fucking freak show.
So here is the part that where the shit started going off the rails. Because the New York contingent, the New York delegation, I should say.
Mm-hmm. Go fuck yourself.
Ted Cruz, at the moment, they thought he was going to, it's time to blow the wad and endorse Trump. He comes out with this, you should vote your conscience.
Bring me a towel. Yeah.
Vote your conscience up and down the ticket.
That, now, is that an endorsement?
No, it's an unendorsement.
It's like...
Because he precedes it, well, I'm going to play it right now. He precedes it with, we need to elect somebody of integrity, of high moral, that kind of thing. That's why you need to vote your conscience.
Jesus.
So it's basically him saying, Trump is not... I'm not voting for Trump. He's an asshole.
Jeez.
He has no morals.
Right.
What's actually happening here is Ted Cruz knows that Trump is going to lose. I think he knows. He's pretty confident that Trump is going to get his ass kicked. And Ted Cruz is building a little fort for himself for 2020.
Yeah.
And he thinks by taking this high moral ground, even though... Everybody in the world hates him in the party. Even those that liked him before hate him now. Because they're saying you need to come around and drink the Kool-Aid.
When Trump loses, is Chris Christie going to be hated because he endorsed Trump? All the other politicians that have endorsed him, are they going to be ousted from the party? Are they going to look like, are they going to be sent into some sort of weird conservative exile?
By the voters, maybe.
Yeah.
But... They have no shame. They don't. Are you kidding me? These people have no shame.
I'm just saying. So why doesn't Ted Cruz endorse Donald?
Because it's a calculated. He's calculated that he's going to be able to ride this moral high ground. Still be look at me, look at me, look what he did. He turned the RNC. Here we are, and all the news shows are all talking Ted.
Yeah, why else? If he had given a boring speech where he just endorses Donald, we would have been done with it.
Or didn't show up at all. And that's what a lot of people are mad about. They're like, look, you don't get invited to the party and then take a shit on the coffee table.
Well, listen.
Without permission.
Nine!
And that's what he did. I mean, he really just came and gave a big fuck you to Donald Trump to try to make himself look... like the honorable guy.
And he went on for a long time on top of it.
Yeah. Oh, so here he is. Here's the money part. Here's where you can hear the... First, it's the New York delegation, which the conspiracy theory-minded in me, and knowing that Paul Manafort, who is evil personified, is leading this campaign for Trump, I really would not put it past them to have spread the word to the New York... Because, you know, the New York delegation is the biggest Trumpalos that are out there. And to spread the word to some of them to if Cruz doesn't lick orange sack, let him have it. Because right at this point, you'll hear all of a sudden they start booing. They're right up there and they're doing thumbs down to Ted Cruz.
Oh my God.
They start chanting Trump, 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 Trump. Some of them start chanting endorse, endorse. And Ted Cruz is trying to have his moment.
Right.
And it's just fucking chaos. Here it is. Last night's.
It's the RNC, man.
RNC shit show.
This will be the best RNC ever.
Here's Ted Cruz right before the fun starts. He's talking about Dylann Roof and how the loved ones of the people killed by that hateful, bigoted murderer found forgiveness.
Oh, okay.
Here we go. Here we go. This is what gets New York going because they know it's not about their guy.
Yeah.
We deserve leaders that stand for principle. Fuck you.
That's not Donald. That's not my guy. Right. My guy's a sleazeball.
How dare you? Fuck you. Oh, wait a second. Hold on. I don't know if the people have...
Oh, shit.
To hear all of these gold, I'm going to go back even a little bit, ladies and gentlemen. I apologize.
And so can we. We deserve leaders who stand for principle, who unite us all behind shared values, who cast aside anger for love.
you're the crowd getting silent.
Yeah.
These people, if this was a Democratic crowd, love, woohoo, well, yeah, we need to reach out, what we need to be saying in love. And now this crowd is getting quieter and quieter and quieter. The more that he talks about we need to be these Christians that we're pretending to be, which, you know, we'll set aside the irony of Ted Cruz.
Sure,
but he's spewing this love everybody forgiveness shit, and we need principled leadership.
Right.
And they're getting dead quiet because they know.
These are all good qualities, too.
Right. And they don't want that.
Wait, listen. Fuck that.
They don't want that.
We want to nuke France.
Right. Say you're going to throw Hillary in jail.
Oh, crooked Hillary.
Had anger for love.
Faggot.
That is the standard we should expect from everybody.
Listen to the dead silence.
It's weird. It's a weird, like, echoey silence.
He's saying we should have integrity and hold our and love and forgiveness and hold our leaders up to high standards. Cricket, 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 yeah. Cricket, cricket, cricket. These are what Republicans are today, ladies and gentlemen.
And to those listening, please don't stay home in November.
Okay, kind of brought him back.
Oh, yes.
Kind of brought him back. But he's saying, even if you hate Trump, don't stay home in November. Because he's about to say you got to vote down ticket.
Right.
But the dummies there think that he's saying everybody's got to vote Trump. But he's not saying that.
Because he would have said Trump. He didn't say the guy's name.
Right. He's saying even if you feel like me and you don't feel that there's a qualified, honorable leader to vote for, don't stay home. And now they're going to start getting it. Oh, and also, this is the moment that the big giant Jumbotron behind him started going wonky.
Oh, really? What do you mean?
It started, like, flashing and pixelating, and they had to shut the whole thing down at one point.
Well, they're not going to pay for that, Dan.
Don't pay for that!
Not paying for the rental of the Jumbotron.
God, these signs. America deserves better. Country first.
Is there a camera?
Make America first again. These are all the pre-printed signs they handed out tonight.
Oh, they handed those out. Is there any coverage of the Trump sitting there all sad faced?
Not
shit?
Yet. No. Oh, that's another thing. Donald's nowhere to be seen. And right near the end here, we only got like a minute left, but this is where the shit hits the fan. Right near the end is where Donald finally scurries out into the family's box.
Yes.
And then all of a sudden the place starts going even crazier and chanting Trump, because they think Manafort was like, get out there. You got to steal the thunder. You got to steal the spotlight from this asshole and get the crowd back on your side, which was kind of a smart move because it did.
If you love our country and love your children as much as I know that you do, stand and speak and vote your conscience. Vote for candidates up and down the ticket who you trust to defend.
Vote your conscience. Boo!
Fuck you! Vote for somebody with integrity, with principles. Boo! That ain't my guy. Right. My guy's a rapist.
Right. You ain't American.
It's up and down the ticket who you trust to defend our freedom and to be faithful to the Constitution.
Now New York is standing up and they're screaming.
They're pissed.
They're booing. The hands to their faces. Boo! These are New Yorkers. And thumbs down to Cruz.
Yeah.
Thank you. whole place is shit show, screaming. Yeah, yeah. Some of them are screaming Trump, Trump, Trump. Some of them are screaming endorse, endorse.
I mean, are people getting into fights
Many
down
of
there?
Them are booing. Okay, random screen cap. 50 people. I can't find any that aren't white. Just
Survey
letting you
says
know.
Caucasian.
We want Trump, some are chanting.
I appreciate the enthusiasm of the New York delegation.
This is that boo, boo.
Well, they hate him because he said, didn't he make a crack about New York values or something, Ted Cruz?
Oh, sure. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And he stuck by that one, even on the debate.
Right.
He was like, well, everybody knows who I'm, everybody watching knows what I'm talking about.
The Jews.
So today, you know, Ted, they were saying they thought was going to have a rough time, that even when some of his Texas delegates are pissed off at him, they think he should just fucking endorsed. Well, today he went and spoke. I mean, I'll give him, he's got a big giant pair of brass balls on him. He went and spoke at the Texas delegation breakfast. He went into the snake pit.
Oh my God.
And right off the bat, one guy was like, why didn't you endorse that Trump? And Ted Cruz does that. And I want to thank you for your question. Thank you for your question.
Right.
And here's the answer Ted gave this morning, speaking to the Texas delegation breakfast.
Oh, my God.
At the RNC.
Can you imagine?
Ted Cruz.
Well, thank you, man. And thank you for speaking and speaking from your heart. I will tell you, when I stood on that debate stage and they asked every candidate there, if you don't win, will you support the nominee? I raised my hand and I...
So her point, and a point a lot of them are making, is he signed the pledge. He signed the pledge to support the candidate.
What do they care about honesty and who's lying?
Well, and they forget that...
Fuck, they don't give a shit.
2 months ago when or 3 months ago, let's say, when the primary was still up in the air and still what they still weren't sure that Donald was going to win. Yeah, remember when Donald was all upset because the RNC wasn't sucking his little wiener?
Oh, yeah.
And
he
was threatening to do the third party thing. And then they said, well, what about the pledge you signed? And he goes, well, as long as they're nice to me.
Then it's not a pledge.
if Donald was not holding it that sacred, all of a sudden now they're holding Ted to that standard.
And
how dare you?
You're going to vote for this guy and he's going to put his hand on the Bible at the inauguration and pledge
giant Bible.
Yeah, so stupid. And then pledge to protect the country. I mean, it's just a guy you won't. He's not a decent person.
And they asked every candidate there, if you don't win, will you support the nominee? I raised my hand and I raised my hand enthusiastically with full intention of doing exactly that. And I'll tell you the day that pledge was abrogated. The day that was abrogated. Was the
what does abrogated mean?
Yeah.
Use one of your fancy law school terms.
City slicker.
The day that was abrogated was the day this became personal. And as I said at the time, and I'm not going to get into criticizing or attacking Donald Trump, but I'll just give you this response. I am not in the habit of supporting people who attack my wife and attack my father.
I mean, if this were all true, I would give him credit for being a man of honor.
Yes.
We know this is calculated. There's nothing
he doesn't give a fuck
in this man's day that isn't 100% pre-calculated. How is this going to benefit me?
And do you think he has feelings?
No. No. So this is all bullshit.
Yeah.
I mean, I would give him credit were this true.
Right.
I think John Kasich might actually be that guy who stood up to principles, even though I disagree with him on all
sure.
his principles.
Right.
I think Kasich might actually be the guy who actually kind of has some scruples.
Well,
out of all these guys.
That is the point, though. That is what all these people are saying about Trump. No, people aren't saying you can't even, we can't even get to what you think about his international policy, his economic policies. He's not a decent guy.
Right.
He's a fucking shithead.
And then they'll go back and, well, he's going to hire smart people. Look at this campaign. He hasn't. He has not.
This is where we're supposed to see that, right?
Right.
He didn't even pick the guy he wanted for vice fucking president.
He surrounded himself with allegedly the best, his most trusted people. And look at this shit show that we've been dealt.
Mike Pence is a bore.
Oh, he's boring, yeah. So Cruz has some supporters.
Yeah.
And that pledge was not a blanket commitment that if you go and slander and attack Heidi, that I'm going to nonetheless come like a servile puppy dog and say thank you very much for maligning my wife and maligning my father.
Oh, there's a bunch of white cowboy hats that stood up.
Hell yeah, man.
White cowboy hats. How many of these assholes
ever
wear cowboy hats ride a horse. In any capacity?
I think they probably wear them all the fucking time. What did he say? Hey, what did he say about Heidi? I don't even remember. What did Trump say about Trump?
Nothing, because he said he was gonna. I've got stuff on her.
Oh, yeah.
Remember?
Yes. But wait, whatever happened to the Ted Cruz sex orgy thing?
It went away. It went
the
away.
The DC madam. God damn it. Bring it back.
I will note, sir, you're making crying signs in the back. I will note, sir, that you might have a similar view.
So there's an adult. There's an adult delegate apparently going, wah, 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 in the back. This is what these people are. This is what the Trumpalos are.
This is the reality show. We've got a reality show, guy who created a really successful reality show, running for president, and has turned this fucking shitstorm into a fucking reality show.
And who are the bigger babies than these crying?
Oh my god,
white men!
Oh, they're such little
right now.
Fucking
who
assholes.
Are the bigger babies?
Grow the fuck up.
So this guy in the back, certainly white as fuck, a Trump supporter from Texas, who's now going wah 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 to Ted Cruz. This is the example you get.
Did Trump malign Tedley's dad by saying Tedley's dad had a hand in Kennedy's assassination?
Well, he said, did you see that picture?
Yeah.
And it looks like it's his dad with Lee Harvey Oswald. I'm just saying.
Well, is that really...
What was he hanging out with Lee Harvey Oswald
for? Is he maligning his father? I mean, that's so what? I mean, really, Ted,
well,
who
but
gives
he
a
knew
shit?
What he was doing. Everybody knew what Trump was doing. That's the I'm not saying. I'm not saying the president's a Muslim, but a lot of people think so. And you know, he grew up in Indonesia, and you know his middle name is Hussein.
Has anybody asked Roger Stone about that?
About
is Rafael Cruz? Did he kill Kennedy?
Oh, I'm sure Roger Stone
be like, oh,
thinks,
fuck yeah, he did.
Probably thinks Rafael Cruz.
God, I read a book written by Roger fucking Stone, and the more I learn about that guy, I just
not a bad book.
It's a great book.
Here's the rest of Ted Cruz this morning.
Oh my.
I will note, sir, you're making crying signs in the back. I will note, sir, that you might have a similar view if someone were attacking your wife. In fact, I hope you would. I hope you would.
They're not going to win on this one. Ted's got to have the moral ground on that.
Oh, yeah.
Hope you would. I hope you would.
This is politics.
No, this is not politics. I will tell the truth. I will not malign. I will not insult. I will not attack. I will tell the truth. This is not a game. It is not politics. Right and wrong matters. We have not abandoned who we are in this country. No, sir, I do not believe that is correct.
All those white hats are standing up. Sorry, Trumpalo. Yeah. You didn't win Texas, Broham.
Yeah. God, this is probably the most exciting breakfast ever to be had at the RNC. This is over eggs, imagine. Oh, my God. I mean, what happens later on in the day? Dancing girls popping out of cakes?
Well, that's what Trump wanted.
Oh, yes. It's not,
that is exactly what Trump wanted.
It ain't what he got. What does he think? What does he think would have happened the way he planned this RNC fucking drug out Scott Baio for who knows. Anthony Sabata Jr.
Please clap.
Right. And you had somebody speak who you weren't sure what he was going to say, or you knew what he was going to say and it wasn't what you wanted him to say. So why are you having him there? Why did you invite him?
Right.
I don't get it. He doesn't care. He's lazy. That's what this is, right?
Donald?
I think he's lazy.
Yeah, well, yeah.
I think if he worked harder, he could have got a better celebrity.
That was an article that did you put that up on our Facebook about how
big, fat,
the whole
asshole.
Thing with the Melania plagiarism thing just plays into that entitled laziness. And it's so funny how they talk. It's interesting you talk about that because I'm just pulling up a story that I had before from about something. I think we've talked about this before, but it's just he said so many heinous things.
Right.
Trump, that to go digging in the archives, you know, it's just like, okay, great.
What it's,
but
it just doesn't matter anymore. He says so much shit.
You know, they're down to 0% in Ohio and Pennsylvania vote of black people voting for Trump.
we can get that number lower.
And they 12 years ago.
Yes.
2004,
okay.
If we do the maths, of the delegates at the convention for the GOP, 167 were black. Okay, so 2,000 plus
okay.
Delegates, 167 were black. Sure. Not a great representation.
Not at all. It's embarrassing.
This year... out of 2,472 delegates, 18.
18? 18.
18.
That's
he's,
the story.
He's the unity president.
That is the story. I mean, really, if you think about what is going on with his campaign, it's got to be the white supremacist element, like the racism. That's the biggest thing to me.
In an interview earlier this year, he told the Washington Post, apparently when he was still speaking to them, I'm not a racist. I'm the least racist person that you've ever interviewed.
Who's he talking to?
The Washington Post back when he was still talking to them.
But that's not, I mean, I don't know who the Washington Post interviews. I mean, unless it's a bunch of grand kegels, then it's not true.
Back in the day, Donald was having financial difficulties with the casinos in Atlantic City. And during a statement, this guy named John O'Donnell, who was president of the Trump Plaza Hotel and Casino.
Okay.
He wrote a memoir. And in part of his memoir, he wrote that the reason that Donald Trump thought that the casinos were doing badly, bigly, was because he had some black accountants.
Come on.
Quote, this is according to O'Donnell's book.
Oh, my God.
He quoted Donald Trump as saying, I've got black accountants at Trump Castle and Trump Plaza. Black guys counting my money. I hate it. The only kind of people I want counting my money are short guys that wear yarmulkes all day. Those are the kindest people I want counting my money.
Come on.
Nobody else. Besides that, I've got to tell you something else. I think that the guy is lazy. And it's probably not his fault because laziness is a trait in blacks. It really is. I believe that. It's not anything they can control.
Whoa. It really is. I believe that. God damn it, man. You got a fucking racist.
In an interview once, he was asked about that book that this guy O'Donnell wrote.
He had to have denied
it. It says, Trump told Playboy magazine once that O'Donnell's memoir was, quote, probably true.
Oh, my. He just doesn't give a fuck.
Well, he doesn't read.
Oh, yeah.
You know, he didn't read it.
Oh, of course not. So he doesn't know that...
It wasn't on the History Channel between Hitler shows.
Could you imagine? I can just picture him telling someone that, you know... I got this black guy. He's an accountant. I really got to replace him and put a Jewish guy in there. You know, with one of those little funny hats. Ah, he's a big idiot.
When a black woman asked to rent an apartment in a Brooklyn complex managed by Donald Trump's real estate company in the 70s, she said she was told nothing was available. Short time later, a white woman who made the same request was invited to choose between two available apartments.
Oh, wow. That's horrible.
In October of 1973, the Justice Department filed a civil rights case accusing Trump's firm,
Jesus Christ,
with complexes containing 14,000 apartments of violating the Fair Housing Act of 1968.
God, he had a complex with 14,000 units in it?
They hired Roy Cohn, who many books are written about Roy Cohn. He was loathsome, closeted gay man who was anti-gay.
Right.
Disgusting figure. You got to read about Roy Cohn. They hired him to defend. And they countersued. This is typical Trumpian fight back a thousand times harder and lie. They countersued for $100 million, and they claimed the government was trying to, quote, force them to rent to people on welfare.
What the fuck? I mean, it's just so many stories about
the Trumps ended up settling.
Oh, okay.
We never settle. I never settle.
Why didn't he find it if it wasn't true?
At the time, the book says at the time the suit was filed, Trump had been thinking about veering away from his father's focus on providing housing for lower and middle income residents of Brooklyn and Queens.
Oh.
So dad was a slumlord, real for true slumlord. And Donald said, envisioned his future as a developer of luxury buildings for the rich in Manhattan.
And for the white.
So there you go. That's Donald got out of the direct slumlord business.
Wow.
And got into the making rich people richer. But then again, he didn't start that business.
Yeah.
He, you know, it's not he worked himself up from his bootstraps like his dad did. His dad was evil and a user and a slumlord, but he built that business from nothing.
Let me ask you, you remember that story how somebody petitioned the White House to have the Black Lives Matter movement or Black Lives Matter declared a terrorist
organization?
Do you think the Trump administration would have a problem with that?
No.
Oh, they would be
instantly.
Like,
are you kidding me? We're going to have all the black people rounded up just in case.
Just in case. No biggie.
Like, do you see Newt Gingrich said? Newt Gingrich has to be on the payroll for Trump.
For Trump.
And Trump probably calls him and says, say this. He said he thinks like every Muslim in the country should be interrogated.
Should they have a barcode?
Like, drag them all in.
Good.
And interrogate them all.
And ask them what? What the fuck? See, that's the funny thing. You
pour holy water on them. If it burns, then they're evil Muslim terrorists.
Okay, obviously a horrible thing to do, but let's just think about the practicality of it, and what are you going to get from it? What the fuck do you think you're going to get from all these people to make us safer? Now you got to hire people to question. You're going to question all these people, then what? Go over the information? And find what?
Yeah.
It's so fucking dumb. I mean, if you can get... Even if you just get past the xenophobia... And the hate behind a lot of his ideas is building a wall. And just think about the practicality of it and what that would mean if you actually had that. It's all impossible. You can't deport all those people.
Fuck you and your logic.
There's no way to build a wall between us and Mexico. I don't give a shit.
And then
it's impossible.
They say Bernie was promising everybody free stuff that he couldn't deliver. And that's all.
I thought Bernie, didn't he explain all that shit? Didn't he explain how he's going to pay for college?
Right.
Okay.
With transactional taxes on these zillions per minute transactions that happen in Wall Street.
Right. And you know, as soon as you're explaining it to me, and I'm just thinking like a Trumpalo, that's already too much. See, a Trumpalo understands the wall because that speaks to his xenophobia, his racism.
Right.
But the free college thing you don't get because it's like blah, 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 blah. You know what I mean? That's too nuanced or something. They don't understand that. Or people don't. I don't know.
Well, it's because colleges are evil liberal indoctrination camps that teach kids how to think for themselves.
And Bernie's Jewish, right?
Oh, and he's a Jew.
That's
right. We forgot about that one.
Like, God, we're so... This RNC, you're right. It does piss you off because it just shows you how stupid we are.
It's our embarrassing trailer-living cousins who have taken over the family. It's their year for Christmas. So you know,
right,
there's going to be, somebody's going to get molested.
Yes.
And somebody's going to get in a fight.
You know, don't malign this trailer living, because you can rent like a 3-bedroom, double wide, certain parts of this country, fucking brand new appliances, beautiful hardwood floors. And so what? You're in a trailer. Who gives a fuck? $400
It depends on where.
$400 a month.
What's around you?
Other trailers.
Well, there's the issue. And that's not even the issue. The people inside the other trailers is the issue.
Sometimes I think moving to a trailer park would be good for the show.
We'd be killed.
We'll be good for the... Well, yeah, up until that part, we'd have a lot to talk about. Live from the trailer park.
Did you bring condoms?
Fuck no! Who cares? You're in the trailer park. Who gives a shit?
No, condoms are one of the worst ways of preventing STDs.
Oh, yeah.
Like Mike Pence said, go to our Facebook page, ladies and gentlemen. Mike Pence in the past in an interview said, they were saying, well, you know, why don't you give condoms out in high schools to help prevent STDs and stuff like that? Condoms are one of the worst ways.
Hey,
tell those whores to close their legs and to wear long skirts so that the boys aren't distracted.
Not for nothing, but did Mike Pence speak last night? Did he speak at the RNC?
Oh, by the way, Mike Pence spoke last night.
Where are the clips? Where are the exciting, passionate clips?
There's none.
He's
so
boring.
Yeah, he's really boring. Really, really boring.
You know what? If Elizabeth Warren's a nominee at the DNC, I guarantee you this fucking show will be playing clips because they're not going to be boring. It'll be interesting.
Right. So as part of their, because, you know, the grand old party is the party of inclusion and of true diversity, Ryan.
Fuck you. Oh, yes. Yeah, right. We've got wait, let me understand what you said earlier.
I can't even
18
say that.
Black delegates, are they 18. Super delegates or are they just delegates?
Oh, they wouldn't let them be super delegates.
Y'all can't be super.
Imagine being one of those 18 black people. I mean, I would kind of, there's probably not a sane one in the bunch. So I'm me thinking, sitting down and having an intellectual conversation with one of them as to why, how, what are you thinking?
Get me the fuck out of here.
It's like the gay ones, too. The gay Republicans. The log cabin Republicans.
There can't be...
It's like, what? What?
Wait. Are there gay Republicans right now at that RNC?
Mm-hmm.
How?
Log cabin Republicans. They might have one speaking, or did speak. Not in prime time, of course. But, yeah.
Didn't we put a story up on Facebook, or we saw a story about how Craigslist in Cleveland, there's all these, all of a sudden there's a lot more people looking for gay sex.
Craigslist is going off the charts, and I'm sure we'll get the stats next week from Grindr and...
Yeah, we need those.
And fuckmyboyhole.com or whatever.
Oh, yes.
Well, in part of their outreach.
Yes.
And, you know, the Muslims are welcome in the grand old party, Ryan.
Okay.
Who was it that...
Right.
There was somebody that spoke. I don't even remember who it was. But they did say that, you know, we have to remember that the vast... I think it was Newt Gingrich. The vast majority... This is the one thing where Newt speaks logic. The vast majority of Muslims are not terrorists. And we have to remember that we should be nice to our Muslim brothers and sisters that are... But then he goes and says... But then we should interrogate the ones.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe it wasn't Newt.
We should put tracking devices on them.
Regardless of who it was somebody that they respect that was speaking and said this, and it just went instant crickets. Like, how dare you say we should be nice to them? Did he say we should be nice to Muslims?
It's a crazy thing to have to say anyway. You don't have to tell me that because
right.
I know. I know that you should be nice to Muslims, and I know that most Muslims aren't terrorists because I'm not stupid. You know, I'm trying at least.
Speaking and delivering the closing prayer on Tuesday night.
Oh my, they have a closing
which
prayer.
We didn't cover this at all.
A closing fucking prayer
was Sajid Tahrir of American Muslims for Trump.
What the fuck?
American Muslims for Trump.
We now listen. This is the most interesting group on the planet. I want to know why. Oh, we got to figure out why. How do they do that?
He considers himself, quote, part of the angry Americans against traditional politicians and non-functioning, non-working Washington, D.C. He said that of Trump, I mean. He doesn't believe that Trump has said bad things about Muslims.
What?
He said, when they said, well, you know, Trump said something about hearing that 27% of Muslims are militant worldwide. So that means that there's a billion fucking Muslims. So that means 270 million people worldwide are militant.
Oh, yes.
We'd be done. We'd be done.
Absolutely.
Here's a little bit of the his speech. You want to hear a little of this? Sajid Tarar. Listen to the...
Oh, my God. So much energy. I can smell the success in the air. I feel the change. I see the spirit.
They don't know what to do. They don't know what to do. They really don't know what to do.
I mean, what...
These Trumpalos.
I'm speechless. I don't
and let's pray. Take some time. Let's pray. For a strong America, for a safe America, and let's ask God to make us strong to fight terrorism all over
Allah.
The world.
He knew better than to say
yeah,
Allah.
Dude.
And you notice he said, let's ask God to help us fight terrorism around the world.
Oh, yeah.
He's like, I'm not one of them.
That.
I am not one of them.
Join me in prayer, O God.
Okay, so he goes through a pretty boring... it's just dull. It's just, he's boring.
He doesn't say Allah once.
Does not say Allah. Is not booed off the stage, but does not also leave to rose petals and panties flying at him.
Oh, nobody threw panties.
No panties flew up on the stage while he was speaking.
And what is he Muslim? Is he a cleric or a priest or what is he?
Sajid Tarar
is he wearing
a Muslim for Trump,
right? Is he wearing a heebie jabby?
let's see. I can't really.
Why would Trump schedule this? This to me seems insane. See, this doesn't. This to me doesn't make me think. Oh, he's being inclusive. Now I think he's mentally ill. We know he doesn't like Muslim people, so why the fuck is he inviting a Muslim priest or whatever to speak at his thing? This is nuts.
He's got a Facebook page that identifies him as an advisor for the National Diversity Coalition for Trump. Again, a job nobody could ever want.
And what do you do there? You know what this is like? This is like, say, you go over to somebody's house.
I'm the unicorn herder.
Right.
Wrangler for Trump.
Yeah.
It's equally as fantastic and crazy. Diversity coalition.
I don't even understand.
Who would want that job? What idiot would accept that job?
Well, I mean, maybe you don't have to do anything because you're not going to get anywhere. All the only thing you can do as a diversity chairman for Trump is say, hey, I tried as hard as I could. I can't do anything.
A Facebook page titled American Muslims for Trump has 6 likes. Another group, Muslims for Trump, has 430 members, but a wall full of people asking to please be removed from this group.
Oh, my God.
So I don't know where this guy comes from. I don't know. They found somewhere they found
bananas.
He's not a religious leader. He's just a Muslim. Happens to be a Muslim for Trump. Meanwhile, they looked into him and they found out that this guy doesn't seem to pay his bills. He's right up there with Trump. 4 active lawsuits against him. 3,500 at a car wash, 7,100 at a bank, 5,700 at a condo council, and then 6,600 somewhere else. He's got 4 currently pending, didn't pay his bills lawsuits against
him. Jesus Christ.
This guy that's speaking here now.
But he can smell the
Republican
success.
Republican values.
He can smell the success, which is, I thought that's a weird.
But that's a Trump value. Don't pay your bills.
Oh, yeah.
Don't pay your bills. Go bankrupt. Fuck you. I don't have to pay you. I'm privileged.
Do you think it's weird the way the guy opened his prayer or whatever?
What do you mean?
I can smell the success in the rim.
He's
odd.
A really dumb Muslim guy. And, you know, he's fitting the type, too, for Trump. He's got his head shaved. He's a big oaf. Like a soccer yob.
That's bananas.
Well, ringing in.
Hello.
On the fact that a Muslim was allowed to give a prayer.
Okay.
American Family Association's Brian Fisher.
Oh, he must be losing his gourd.
Has a little bit of an opinion on that, Ryan.
But he didn't say Allah and he said God.
But
Brian,
this is what,
can't you give this guy this a little room here?
Brian Fisher represents what the true Christians of America trademark want.
What about some tolerance, Brian?
Which is, well, listen, here's Brian Fisher.
The American Family Association. We saw the Republican Party commit a collective and mass sin.
God.
Did they all line up and fuck a 7-year-old girl? No. Did they all steal from somebody? No. Actually, fucking a 7-year-old girl, I don't know, is that a sin? It's not in the top 10.
Right.
It's not in the...
No, they don't have a problem with that kind of stuff. And they're a bunch of
pedophilia is not in the top 10 of the commandments.
But, I mean, they didn't exactly... I mean, Brian, it's not like this Muslim priest, cleric guy, went on stage and it was a rousing round of applause.
Oh, listen.
They collectively committed the sin of idolatry because they bowed the head, bowed the knee before a false god, before a counterfeit god. And the first of the Ten Commandments, don't do it. God says, have no other gods before me, no other gods besides me, no other gods above me, no other gods below me, no other gods after me, no other gods besides me.
But many gods inside me.
Oh, yes. But they didn't. They said... The guy said God.
But he's a Muslim.
But he said God.
But he's a Muslim. So, and he prays to an evil God, and Brian Fisher is one of those who you can't convince of history that all three of the biggies worship the Abrahamic God of the Torah and of the Old Testament.
You think?
The Jews, the Muslims, and the Christians all worship the same fucking God, you assholes.
Do you think Brian Fisher has a friend that can maybe do him a favor, sort of sit him down and say, listen, Brian, I appreciate what you do. I understand what you do. You're making money. You got all these followers and shit. But, you know, this shit doesn't really exist. So don't get too upset about it.
No other gods. So here's the GOP. You know, this is just a misguided and mindless effort on their part to be inclusive, to expand their big tent, to show how tolerant they are.
This is misguided.
Right.
Letting others in, letting diversity in is misguided.
It's crazy.
But this closing prayer was offered thus by a man who worships Allah. Now, Allah is a counterfeit god. And that counterfeit god, it is the author of a religion, which is, according to Winston Churchill, the greatest retrograde force in all of the world.
He whips out Jesus.
So it was offered by a man who reveres the warlord Muhammad as a prophet, but does not regard Jesus Christ as the Son of God. So the question then, was this just like a harmless gesture on the part of the GOP, throwing like a bone of diversity and tolerance or whatever to the Muslim community? Or was it something that is foolish and maybe even dangerous?
Dangerous.
Now, what I would suggest and what I suggest in the column is your answer to that question, whether this was just innocent and harmless or whether it was dangerous and possibly sinister, will all hinge on your view of Scripture.
Oh, boy.
If you have a high view of Scripture, as I do, the implication is plain that the Republican Party last night allowed a demonic power to be invited into its building.
Wait. I agree. There are lots of demonic powers in that
massive there's nothing but demonic power in that building.
Oh my God.
Last night. Now that's hardly an incidental or harmless thing to do.
Maybe somebody ordered a pizza from a demonic pizza place, and the guy just showed up.
Dude, he was really laying out a case. Brian Fisher did some homework on this. He's busting out Winston Churchill quotes.
They invited a demon.
Oh, yes. Zool. They invited Zool from Ghostbusters. You remember that one?
There's a little bit more to this, but I want to get to this next clip before we have to go here. This is the best...
Oh, yes.
...incentive ever,
right,
for voting for Hillary Clinton.
Okay.
On, we're sorry for your ear holes, on Breitbart News Daily.
Yes.
Radio host Stephen Bannon and the president of Citizens United, David Bossie, were talking with their guest, Duck Dick Phil Robertson.
Come the fuck on.
Here's what they had to say.
What is your call for evangelicals for this November? Get off.
Listen to their sound quality.
Are they on the phone or something?
I don't know.
It's horrible.
They're broadcasting from hell.
For posteriors and vote. You look at the depraved bunch, this political correct crowd, you're like, what in the world is that? It's on the evil one. It's spiritual warfare, man. We made a Christian war film. It's called The Torchbearer Plays the Day of the Republic.
You can hardly hear what they're saying, but Phil Dick said they're facing spiritual warfare from the depraved bunch, this political correct crowd of the evil one.
Jeez.
We're of the evil one, I guess.
All right. So we're waging war on Phil Robertson because of marriage equality, shit like that.
Yes.
Oh, I see.
This is kind of unlistenable, so I'll just...
Stupid.
I'll just talk. So he said that Trump's former rivals, including Cruz, must rally behind him because the alternative to a Trump presidency is depravity and moral bankruptcy.
Oh, I love that. Come on.
Then he goes on to that with that false narrative of, remember how the Democrats booed God in 2012.
When was that?
That was when they voted whether to put God into the official platform.
Right. And they said no.
And they said that there were Democrats going, boo!
That's what our founding fathers might have done, too. They might have booed that as well. What do you think about that, Phil?
That's accurate. And he says that a Democratic victory in November, quote, if the Republicans and the evangelicals do not get off their posteriors and vote, I think I'm going to head back to the woods and hide out.
Good.
Wow. Right. Is that what not... There you go. Is that not the biggest incentive for anybody to go out and vote for Hillary? Because this fuck is going to crawl back into the goddamn swamp where he belongs.
And he thinks that...
And shut the fuck up.
Doing that, that's going to hurt society? That right? We won't have Phil Robertson?
I think he's saying he's going to have to hide out.
Good.
I don't know that he's saying he's going to deprive the country of his philitude.
I think that's what he means.
Maybe he
I
does.
Think that's what he means. He feels like he's such a big celeb and people love him so much, he's going to go away. He'll teach a whole country a lesson. Stupid.
Maybe.
What is your call for evangelical?
It's horrible. They're overmodulated.
And I think he's a tremendous leader in America. I've gotten to know you and work on this film and go throughout Europe. And Hillary Clinton is elected president.
Yeah, you can't. I'm scooting forward to see, but.
Here's what he says. If Hillary Clinton is elected president, apocalypse. Boom.
Yeah. I'll go back into hiding, into the woods.
Got it. Vote for Hillary, man, if you want to get rid of this Phil Robertson.
Right.
That's the best reason.
Well, tonight, ladies and gentlemen, Donald Trump.
Oh, my God.
Has his chance, apparently, at a mulligan for all the heinous shit he's said for his whole life. Because according to some assholes, this is his chance to redeem everything tonight.
It's going to be a big bore fest because he's going to be on that teleprompter, right? This is the one. God, he's going to sound presidential, right? This is the moment he'll sound presidential.
Can he? I mean, he's still got to toss the red meat to the lunatic frothing crowd in front of him.
Toss. Yeah, I don't know.
Because you heard the crickets and the tumbleweeds when any of these speakers have sounded sane. But you throw out a crooked Hillary or a toss her in jail. Yeah!
Is he gonna say Pocahontas? Will he invoke Pocahontas?
Oh, I think that might be in there. We'll see. That's we'll be insane. Back tomorrow with the postmortem. Ladies and gentlemen, 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern. If you listen to us live, don't forget you can download us as a podcast at iTunes, at Stitcher, at crabdiving.com. If you're going to buy shit on the internet, hey, go through our Amazon hole. We get a little tickle, a little touch, a little taste. Doesn't cost you nothing. Just helps us out here. Go to crabdiving.com/Amazon.
We get paid.
Don't forget our social media everywhere. Spread the crabs, love the crabs. Thanks for listening, all that stuff. If you're going to be looking for some comedy, Ryan's going to be doing something somewhere soon. Find out where, find out when. Go to his Twitter feed at Rated R Comedy. Go to his webpage, RadarComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Back tomorrow, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.